Communications Network.
And online at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the number for you to get in touch with us. And you can, of course, talk about anything. That's the point behind Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, 800-259-9231, and again, bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich is going to be out all week long. He should be returning this coming Monday. Anyway, we've got a great website for you, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, over 15,000 posts, and hundreds of people interacting on a daily basis. So be sure you go and join the fun there. It's Free Talk Live's digital playground, completely uncensored. There's anything goes at freetalklive.com's bulletin board system. So be sure you check it out.
It's quite the busy place.
It really is. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. As usual, we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about tonight. And, of course, some emails as well. We might be able to catch up on a few of those. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Now, normally when there's something at the top of the news, Free Talk Live doesn't cover it. Just because I figure
everybody else is.
I mean, there are some times where we can't avoid it because it's such a good issue, and we will cover it. And this is one of those times. The Newsweek issue. We will be talking about that tonight. The Newsweek, apparently a few days ago, they published an article about how the United States military was allegedly doing horrible things to the actual, to books of the Quran.
Right. I don't want to hear about this.
Yeah. I just found out about it today myself.
I had heard about the Quran issue, but I had not heard about this retraction or what exactly was going on.
It's very interesting. So we're going to get to that, but this is a show about your calls, and so if we start the show with a call on hold, we go to it. So let's talk to Paul in Austin, Texas. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hello.
Howdy, how are you guys doing?
Excellent. All right. You really are from Austin, Paul.
Is me?
Yeah. Well, you said howdy. That's how I know. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys went over my email on a show a couple of times ago, and Ian or somebody or other said
Ian,
I
you pronounce it Ian, Paul.
Ian, okay. Well, you know, but you've already covered that I am spellingly challenged, so I continue with that.
Okay.
It
happens.
Yeah, it does. So anyway, I was invited to call, so I called.
Yes, you were invited to call because you believe that smoking cigarettes should be banned, right?
No, I don't think I would go that far.
Well, how far would you go? Why don't you outline it here, Paul, so we can all understand?
Well, I basically the libertarian view is generally to do no harm, right?
That's correct. We don't believe in using force to achieve political or social goals.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you do believe in using force to prevent people from harming other people.
Yes.
Only in self-defense purposes.
Right.
So if someone, you know, is attacking another person, they absolutely have the right to use force in defense.
Okay. So how do you define harm?
How do you define harm?
Yeah. For example, if I'm on my own property and I mine on my own property, a bunch of uranium,
mm-hmm.
and I purchased legally a bunch of dynamite, and I set myself up a nice little dirty bomb,
mm-hmm.
you know, is that harmful?
What, you built a dirty bomb, but you haven't done anything with it?
Yeah, I mean, is that legal?
Are you irradiating someone else's property?
Well, not yet.
But you have a weapon. Do you own a firearm now?
No. I'm just asking.
No. I'm asking a separate question. Do you own a firearm now?
I don't own a firearm at the moment. I've owned firearms.
But you've owned a firearm in the past. Should we take that away because you owned it? I mean, it's a weapon.
Yes, it is.
You could harm someone with it.
That's true.
So should we take it away from you?
I just want to know what the definition of harm is.
Well, that's a good dodge, Paul. you know, if you're building a bomb...
No, I'm not dodging anything here. I mean, can I carry a weapon on a plane?
I think that absolutely you should. I mean, if you were
if the airline wants to allow it.
If the airline wants to allow it, but I think we should have competing airlines. I would absolutely love to see one airline that allows people, allows Americans to carry firearms on the plane. Can you imagine how secure that airline would be and how stupid it would make these other airlines with all the TSA security? And I'd love to see one airline that has absolutely no terrorist attacks on it. Why? Because all the citizens are carrying firearms. And any terrorist gets out of line.
I think you may be neglecting the fact that a lot of terrorists don't mind dying, and a firearm discharged into a window kills everybody, regardless of how.
No, that's not true. You're misinformed, sir.
No.
A firearm, you can blow as many gunshots into the side of an airplane as you'd like.
Take a bomb then.
No, not a bomb. A bomb, of course, would be very problematic. However, a firearm, like a handgun or even a small rifle, isn't going to take out an airplane.
What I want to know, Paul,
maybe an M16 or maybe an M60 or
why
some sort
is it,
of assault.
Why is it that you don't want to let airlines set their own rules for themselves, Paul? Can't they make
those
determinations
I'm asking,
on their own?
I want to figure out what harm. The premise of libertarian views is it relies on a definition of harm, and so far we don't have one. I mean, you're saying, well, you know, what if
when someone is harmed, they are usually physically hurt, or there's also threat of force as well, which almost is almost as bad as using force on someone. So
if I set up a terrorist camp here in the United States, and I train people in building, bombs and performing suicide bombing
people
attacks.
There's an organization that does that right now. They're called the CIA.
Yeah, and so that as a group, I mean, that should be legal.
Who do you think trained Saddam Hussein and Bin Laden? The United States government did, sir.
Now, Paul, you're coming up with some outlandish.
What is the limit? I mean, is
that
okay?
Let me address what you just said. Let me address the outlandish situation that you just described. You want to create a terrorist training camp here in the United States. Now, if this was a free country, which is what we want here on Free Talk Live, we want to live in a free country, you would be able to create your terrorist training camp. That'd be fine. But you might face some ramifications over that, Paul. The free market might act against you in this case, in that if you are in Austin, Texas, advertising your terrorist training camp, or maybe you aren't even going to advertise it, but word gets out that Paul is in charge of this terrorist training camp, then that word's going to spread around town that nobody is going to want to deal with you, Paul, because you're aiding and abetting terrorists, and you just might not be able to...
In a libertarian society, no one has to...
Fundamentalist group connections would be perfectly willing to make up for that. I mean, you know, that there is funding for these efforts.
In a libertarian society, though, in a society, for example, like in whatever neighborhood you were in, if you tried to set up one of these terrorist camps and everyone decided suddenly to stop selling something to you, there's no law to say that they have to.
Yeah,
no, there isn't.
In a libertarian society. There is
no,
now.
No, there is. But there is now. There isn't. There's no laws that says that I can't.
There are absolutely laws against discrimination in this country.
Right. But there's no laws. There are no laws in today that would prevent me from getting the resources I need to run my camp.
But it's
and there isn't actually.
Why don't you?
And there actually isn't any reason in a libertarian society. There wouldn't be any way to stop me from continuing to fund my camp. Yeah, as long as there was somebody willing.
I want to get into more smoking. I want you to hang on, Paul, because it's rare that we have a prohibitionist on the air with us here. So we're going to get into this a little bit more. I know you also are a pro war on drugs person, so we might touch on that as well coming up. If you got a comment for Paul, 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We're actually into it right now with a prohibitionist who's on the line. Well, we'll get back into that shortly here. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get the last 6 days' worth of the show fully archived and described right on the front page of the website. And on top of that, you can go even further back than 6 days now, thanks to downloadradio.org. Our archives go all the way back to March 1st, and they're all still free. So go and check them out at freetalklive.com. And also, don't forget, as you're scrolling through there, to vote for us at some of the great websites that you can go vote for us on, including podcastpickle.com. Well, let's go back to the phones and back to the fun, Johnson, and let's talk to Paul in Austin, Texas. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, what we're trying to, I guess, kind of hash out here is why you think that the smoking ban is a good thing. You're trying to get us to define what harm is, and I think that did we define it to your expectations? Are you still not satisfied with the definition? Well, what's your definition of harm?
I think what you're saying is that your definition of harm is any direct, direct harm. So, you know, there's no consideration for potential of harm or the promotion of harm or...
Well, threat of
should
force...
there be?
Threat of force is a problem, I think.
Direct threat of force is absolutely a problem. In other words...
Then building my dirty bomb on my property is clearly
no.
A threat
here's
of force.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference. Now, if you build a dirty bomb on your property and then you went up to your neighbors and you said, "I'm going to blow you up," never did it, but you said that you were going to do it, then you've changed the whole situation. For example, it's absolutely legal and okay to own a gun. Point that gun at someone and threaten to kill them, and you've just committed a crime.
Well, so what you're saying is, I can develop massive potential for destruction, but as long as nobody is aware of it, then that's okay.
You can still do it today,
yeah.
And nobody's going to know about it unless you go
true.
Around bragging about it.
That's true. I mean, that's how Timothy McVeigh.
So let's go back to the real issues. Instead of the fantasy scenarios, let's talk about smoking, Paul.
It's not a fantasy scenario. It's a question of and you've defined it fine. I mean, so far you're saying...
So then how is it that, if I define it fine, then what I want to know is how it is that it's a problem for you, Paul. Paul, I'm asking you a question now, okay? I want to know how it is that it's a problem for you personally, Paul, if I allow people to smoke... to smoke cigarettes in my place of business.
Well, what if I work there?
Well, you don't have to work there.
Is everyone in a situation that they can just turn down any job that they happen to have?
Yes, you don't. Do you think you have a right or that you deserve
a job? No, I think that if you have kids, you have pragmatic choices. And your choices are limited.
So what?
Not everyone's
problem. If you had kids, Paul.
Well, if you're my boss and you're putting me in a smoke-filled environment and it's causing me problems, but
you put yourself in a smoke-filled environment.
Not necessarily. If you change your policies?
Oh, that's unlikely. I mean, it's very unlikely. Oh, it's possible.
It's unlikely for people to change their policies.
It's unlikely for them to go from a smoke-free establishment to a smoking establishment. But even if that's something they decided
it's their
establishment, and they can do whatever they damn well please with it.
Just like you should have the rights with your own business
they can prohibit anything. I mean, they have the right to deny service to anybody. So they can say, you know, we only want blacks to use this water fountain. They can say, oh, we don't want blacks to use
this. They can do that these days, Paul? I don't think so.
Well, no, I mean, but under your rules, they can.
Yes, they should absolutely be able to.
And they can also promote that. And they can have a town that does that.
Uh-huh.
Sure,
so
absolutely.
Let them. Let them. Who cares? So if all the white separatists want to move together to the same town, let them.
Well,
what's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, maybe there's nothing wrong with it. There isn't.
Well, okay, so now...
As long as they're not hurting anyone or harming anyone.
Are you hurt if you own a farm and your only crime is that you're black and now everyone wants you to move out so they just quit selling to you? I mean, you're not the guy with the dirty bomb and you're not being squeezed off.
I feel sorry. If that was the case, I feel sorry for the guy, Paul. I really would. But it'd be best if he moved away and moved more towards people who thought like he did. Why would you want to live amongst
a
bunch of racists?
So he has a farm that's been in his family for 150 years or, you know, whatever, and then he should move. That's his choice.
I'm not saying...
You're suggesting that what we should do is instead we should go in there and we should point guns at everyone else in that town and say, no, you've got to serve this person. Sell goods to this person.
Because he's owned a farm for a long time.
Because he's owned a farm in this area.
Well,
so all of you, we're going to force you. We're pointing guns at you.
The bottom line is here is that unless somebody actually goes and hits him upside the head with a bat, then no harm is being done. By your definition of harm, the only consideration of harm is some sort of literal
destruction of property or assault on another person.
So if we destroy his business because we go and we do a smear campaign and we threaten people that are doing business with him by saying we're going to withhold business from you if you
If you'd like a good definition of rights and how the and how someone's sure. right could be threatened, look at the Bill of Rights, because that's what we're talking about. There are certain things in this country you don't have a right to. Those things include a job. You don't have
Bill
a right to a job.
Limits the government. It doesn't give us rights.
You're absolutely right about that.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, you kind of are flushing those rights down the toilet, and you're kind of flushing the Constitution
down
the toilet.
No, I'm trying to define what harm is. You're saying the only kind of harm a person can have is if
denying someone their rights.
Somebody.
Look, you don't have a right to go and shop at any old store that you want to, regardless of what the law might say. A store owner should have the ability, and people should have the ability to boycott people for whatever reason, whatever ignorant jerk reasons they want to. These people are mean. The racists that you're talking about are not somebody that I would want to live around. So I would say, let's all split up at this point, because the experiment has failed. It was a wonderful experiment, but we all can't get along. It's quite clear to me.
Where a gang has essentially taken it over, doing whatever they want to do, and it becomes a hostile environment, the option I have is to go move where there isn't a gang.
Yeah, that's
and
what I would do. Isn't that the most sensible thing?
Me,
what else are you going to do?
Follows me because they're effective at recruiting kids in the high school and elementary school.
Oh, you are so pissed. So that's just paranoid.
No, that happens. No, what are you saying? But
all of your scenarios are just totally paranoid.
But you're saying it's okay. The only harm that you believe in is when somebody walks up with a bat and hits you. That's harm. But if they harm you in any other way, that's okay. Coercion and boycott based off of just hate is fine. Because it's not a physical assault.
If they're not denying you of your
sticks and stones may break my bones, Paul.
People within a society do not have a right to equal standing if everyone in that society decides that they don't want to give them equal standing.
All right, Paul. Well, we certainly appreciate
what you're advocating is you're advocating a majority catering to a minority.
Let's get to smoking.
Oh, we don't have any more time, Paul. You have to call us back on that one tomorrow night. We can't keep you on the whole hour. Call us back tomorrow night on that one, though. But good call. Thanks for it. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'd like to analyze it a little bit.
I think two segments is enough.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'd like to analyze it a little bit more because it was difficult to get a word in edgewise on that. He had a lot to say, obviously.
Yeah.
We'll come back with that. We'll see if we can digest what it was that Paul was suggesting. Coming back on Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're out for a Sunday drive in the best-looking car in town. Now, what can you do on Saturday to make it beautiful for that Sunday drive? When we come back, I'll give you a shining example. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. How do you get those shiny cars that just drive better and are worth more? The International Car Wash Association recommends weekly washings and waxing every 6 months. Use cleaner wax for cars exposed to harsh elements or that are waxed only once a year.
For new and garaged cars, use a sealer wax. For both, dry and polish with a wet synthetic chamois. And to remove dried wax from chrome seams and moldings, cut the bristles of a new paintbrush to 3/4 inch and whisk residue away. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free. Dial in 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've sent in their photos to be part of the Shrine, and we got a brand new validated Shriner up there. Oh, I'm brand new as of last week. You can take a look at her at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. And all the other cool stuff that we've got there, absolutely free on the house. Now, we just wrapped up a call from an extensive call with Paul in Austin, and the reason why we gave him such a long time is because we don't get dissenting opinions very often on this show.
And we enjoy them, so yeah. Please call back another night. You know, we don't have a very long hold time. It's not like any other normal radio show where you're going to
hold for an hour. Someday we might have a long hold time.
Well, yeah.
We don't have one now because we only have 5 affiliates.
I'm speaking currently, you know.
Okay.
You know, he's a caller right now, and if he wants to call in another night, you know, he'll have no problem getting on the air. You know, maximum, he might have to hold through, you know, a couple callers, but
yeah.
That's not an hour-long wait.
The real point was that we actually, I'd say we probably give preference to people that disagree on the show.
I also think, though, that a lot of talk shows, you know, may have just as many callers as us, but they just keep their callers on hold. I've seen that.
Been, very
that's,
well
a, that's a tactic that has been used before.
Absolutely.
You know,
just to make it seem like you're waiting in a queue
or
something.
I think with
like
Free
that.
Talk Live, you're getting a little bit of a dose of radio reality.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Plus of a theatrical production.
Well, you should, because we started on real radio back
right.
in the day.
Hey.
anyway, so we're here talking about what Paul was talking about was the smoking ban and what constitutes harm. And he was suggesting that in Paul's mind, it's harm. He thinks that it's harm if you live in a fictional town, let's say in somewhere in Texas, and you're a black person, and you've owned a ranch there for 150 years, and in Paul's world, it's considered harming someone to deny them service.
You know, I was going to say about his indirect harm, because he was talking about the smoking, but apparently there has been another study published that says that secondhand smoking can lead to cancer.
Hmm.
Some other study now has said that. So,
well, worrying can lead to cancer, too.
you're giving me this dead serious look, like you're not joking. Are you serious?
No, worrying can lead to cancer. That's what they call it. They call cancer the worrier's disease. Like, they got the type A and the type C personalities. The type A tend to have heart attacks. Type C tends to get cancer.
Huh.
And that's because the type A is all high-strung and angry all the time, like you, Johnson.
I'm actually a little bit of both.
Are you really? And then the type C is always worrying about stuff.
I'll probably get heart cancer.
Oh, man, that'd be bad news. But anyway, I wanted to focus on where he was coming from with the whole guy who, the black man who owns the farm for 150 years. Because he never got, with Paul on the line, we never got the chance to really flesh this out.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds terrible. The idea that the other racists in town, the white bigots in town, would deny him service in order to, like, you know.
And then they're going to move around the country and follow him.
Well, that's just paranoid. To suggest that that they cannot deny somebody service for whatever reason they wish is un-American.
Right.
You should be able to exclude whoever you'd like from your business, regardless of how rude or obnoxious you are about it. It's your business.
Okay. Now, I do want to say something, because I do think this is along the lines. I'm going to play devil's advocate for Paul. Being here. Oh, sure.
Okay.
I appreciate it. But his whole comment about them moving around the country and following him, I know I just kind of made fun of it, but at the same time, I think maybe he had another meaning. Because he did specifically go into speaking about recruiting right after that. So I think what he's... Okay. Say we have private schools. We've got these private religious schools and whatnot, and people are able to teach whatever they want. You get a town that's full of KKK. You know,
sure.
That's what they want to teach. And they teach this, and it's their private schools, so they've got the ability to do that. And there's a lot of people. There are already a lot of racists in this country.
Absolutely.
So that idea is going to spread.
Right.
So what's going to happen is that, you know, people are going to be pushed around into their little groups, but the groups that are have negative views, they will spread. As opposed to that group being eliminated, instead of what they have now carte blanche ability to do is to teach and indoctrinate these kids, you know, their kids and whatnot from
They're
youth.
Still indoctrinating their kids today.
But
it's not done in a official school marm sense,
right.
But it's done at within the home on a daily
but
basis.
But the whole melting pot effect does somewhat negate that, and there are generations of kids that are
able to break out
from there.
I think you're right about that. But I'm tired of it. I'm tired of I'm tired of trying to melt with a bunch of racists. I don't want to live with those people anymore.
Right.
Let's talk to Paul, another Paul in Brazil. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Paul. What's on your mind?
Okay. I'm not from the U.S. Okay, but I like to read news. I'm listening to your radio first from podcast. And I like what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, guys, the U.S. government are getting nuts.
Are getting nuts? Yes, they absolutely are. We're completely insane here.
No, no, come on. Okay, the terrorism thing makes everybody, you know, goes crazy about the country is no more secure or they was. But, you know, people like Paul, in the other call, is the proof that the people are, you know, trying to do exactly the same thing as the terrorists are doing.
The people are trying to do the same thing as the terrorists. What do you mean by that?
Come on, the people want, you know, I don't live in a country that allows me to carry a weapon, a rifle, or even a gun. And you guys have this right. I think it's the Fourth Amendment.
The
right?
Second Amendment.
Second Amendment. Mm-hmm.
Second, sorry. Yeah,
that's okay.
The first one is the freedom of speech.
Yes.
Okay. And but we have. I see a lot. You know, how can I define that?
I don't know, man. But you better do it soon, because we're.
I know.
I understand. We got a bit of a language barrier here.
I think what he's trying to say is that there are people like the other Paul who is calling us. We have all these rights and freedoms, and people like Paul want to take them away. They want to limit them.
And then they'd end up like Brazil, where there's no more guns.
Right.
Right.
And it's happening.
We do have a lot of guns, you know, illegal guns. But
yeah, the criminals all have them, though, right?
Yeah, come on, yeah. And you don't have the right to have your own gun to protect your house.
Does that make you feel safe, Paul?
No, not at all. Not at all. But at the same time, you guys have all the freedom. You have none.
Now, what would you say to his claim about you know, an individual person being able to build a huge bomb?
No, come on, you can't.
Well, you definitely can't. What about here? I mean, would you say that that's wrong? Would you agree with it? Because that's what he was calling and saying. He's saying, you know, not only, you know, he was talking about not just guns, but he was talking about the people's ability to, you know, for example, build a bomb. You know, and we were saying, look, you know, if you know, you can have a weapon as long as you're not using it, you should be okay.
How do you feel about that, Paul?
Come on, it's common sense. You cannot have a bomb in your garden, you know, in your backyard.
Well, it's very unlikely that you would, but I guess our question is, should you be free to build a bomb?
No.
What do you think, Paul?
No, I don't think it's right.
All right. Well, Paul, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, and we're glad you're out there in Brazil listening to the show. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, Paul's point was...
He was contradicting himself.
Well, no, we kind of ran over it. And to be fair, there was a language barrier.
That's true.
Anyway, his point was, he said, here in America, we have all these freedoms, but really, we don't. I mean, he basically was saying we masquerade as though we have all these wonderful freedoms, when in reality, they're being stripped away. And that's what we talk about all the time here on Free Talk Live. We got your calls coming up as well, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And, of course, you can talk about a political issue, maybe a personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. We got calls rolling, and we're going to get to them here shortly. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find live streaming, free. Broadband stream, you want it? It's on the house. You want a dial-up stream because you're still on the old dial-up modems? We got that, too, for you. So you can go and tune in for free at freetalklive.com. Unlike all those other talk shows that want you to pay $5 or $6 a month or whatever it is for their elite access, we give it to everybody on the house, freetalklive.com.
Free ice cream.
Now we were talking about the idea of letting the racist white dudes all move together to the same city or the same state, and what would happen as a result of that. And you were concerned that they would be able to just indoctrinate people better, and their bad word would spread, if you will.
Could spread.
Well,
no, I don't know.
I agree with you that the melting pot is important. I like the melting pot aspect to America. I like being able to experience different kinds of cuisine. I like the different cultures that have melded together to create what we do have today. There's a lot of positives to it. But at the same time, I'm sick of being stuck in the same boiling pot
with a bunch of other angry people that don't like the way I live my life,
right,
and I don't like the way they live their lives. And what has resulted from this situation is everybody's trying to fight over, you know, who gets pushed into the mix first, you know, the boiling lava
right.
first. Okay, now it's going to be the homosexuals in their agenda. Now it's going to be the Christians in their agenda. Now it's going to be the blacks in their agenda. And they're all fighting one another. And this is not good for our country.
But even in a libertarian society, okay, what you're going to have eventually is those people are still going to end up fighting over a resource at some point.
At some point? Like what resource?
At some point down the road. Land.
Water?
Land, water,
so
air,
you're saying that the you're saying the racist state would want to expand to the next three states nearby, basically.
Maybe eventually.
Well,
maybe eventually
I'm
they
not
get
worry
enough
about
and they start
that.
Getting overpopulated.
I'm not going to worry about that, because then they're going to have to go and invade a state full of black people, or they're going
right.
to have to go and invade a state full of armed freedom lovers, like New Hampshire, like with the Free State Project. So I think that, you know, I think there'd be plenty of incentive for them to just keep to themselves.
I mean, there's certainly a precedent for it. Ask a Native American.
Let's go to the phones to the fun to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hello.
How you doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I think maybe for once the Supreme Court ruled in a positive way today.
Really? I didn't hear about this. What's going on?
I saw on the news, which I really don't like to watch the news too much, but I looked at it as a positive view for free enterprise anyway. They struck down the state's laws and regulations for individuals to buy wine. In other words, if you're in New York, you could purchase wine right from the vineyard of California.
Excellent.
You know, that's what we call free enterprise. That's what made this nation great, gentlemen.
We actually covered that law in the past.
That deserves some applause.
Some applause, absolutely. We actually covered that law here in the past because I actually worked for a company a long while back that sold gift baskets, and they couldn't ship their gift baskets with wine to certain states. So I couldn't, for example, send my grandparents a gift basket with wine in it because they lived in New Jersey. And it was only like 13 states that were allowed to actually have wine shipped to them.
Because the state governments, also known as mafias, were preventing that from happening. And now the Supreme Court has overruled that. So that's great news. We're glad you brought that to our attention, Robert. Anything else on your mind today?
I could sit here and talk to you guys all day about how we're losing our freedoms and stuff. And
we definitely are.
And what all boils down to is ignorance, you know. And, you know, an ignorant nation was never free and never will be free.
How do you
think? I think it's laziness, too.
While we've got you on the line, just a total different objective opinion. Just curious, Robert, how do you feel about the idea of let them all move together? Let all those racist scumbags move together to the same state, and let's all of us freedom lovers move together to the same state. Let the socialists move together to the same state. How does that sound to you?
Well, kind of like a dream, really, but it's kind of unrealistic, I think, you know?
I don't know how unrealistic it is, because we've got the Free State Project today. You've got the Christian Exodus Project, which is a group of zealous Christians all moving together to the same state. I think it could be a reality.
Well, it also, I mean, you don't really need those projects. If what we were talking about earlier, if we just remove the regulations and restrictions, you would have natural movement.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, if all of a sudden everybody in a town said, we don't want to sell to you.
Unfortunately, those regulations aren't going to be removed without some sort of activism going on.
Right.
And the activism's not going to happen without the Free State Project as a catalyst.
Right.
So,
and of course, I live here in Florida, and they, you know, put that on the ballot here for the smoking in public.
Oh, wasn't that brilliant? All 70% of Floridians voting for that?
Oh yeah, I'm a non-smoker, and I voted no on
Good
that.
Good for you, Robert. Me too.
No, because it's clearly it shouldn't even been on the ballot. You know, I feel ashamed to be a Floridian for it.
I'm ashamed that 70% of Floridians voted for it.
All we need to do to get that repealed, though, is actually have it the exact same law, right? Have a petition for the exact same law. Well, all we need to do is make sure that the answer to the question on the ballot is in the affirmative. So, in other words, would you like to repeal the ban on smoking? Yes.
And everyone
and all of a sudden, 70% will vote yes, because Floridians just vote yes on everything.
That's what it's
bullet train? Yes.
Yeah.
No more bullet train? Yes.
And it's always a 70% margin. It's always
70%. Yep.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's like the people in this state just assume
like
more laws are better.
70% of Floridians are total lackwits.
70% of Floridian voters, let's be fair.
Yeah, 70% of Floridian voters are total lackwits, and there are 30% who actually pay attention.
Robert, great call, man. Thanks for it. We'll talk to you again. 1-800-259-9231. Gene's on the line. Tim's on the line. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll-free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're still inside hour number one here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We got all kinds of good stuff in store for you here. And your calls, which is the most important thing. That's what the show's about. You want to talk politics, you want to talk a personal problem, whatever is on your mind. Take control, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and check out all the fun stuff that we've got on there. The Shrine, the updates, the archives, the streaming, bulletin board system. It's all for free. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Tim in Missouri, listening on KCXL, our most favoritist weekday affiliate. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hello.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good, Tim. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, sir, I just had to call about a certain ruling that came down, from the UN today. Well, not actually from the UN, but this was several days ago. But I should preface this. My family loves to celebrate the 4th of July.
And you mean Independence Day?
You betcha.
Okay.
And I love this great nation.
Mm-hmm.
But, and so we've celebrated in style at my brother's farm for the last 20 years, shooting off, you know, commercial fireworks.
Yeah, right.
My oldest brother has a license. And of my fellow brothers and I, We all are licensed as helpers. And we've had a great time. You know, even the ATF has to know where he stores his fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's been fine. Well, the UN decided to make a ruling in any shell bigger than 8 inches and a salute, which I don't know if you're familiar with fireworks, but the salutes are just basically 3-inch shells that go up and blow up.
Right.
You know, anyway, they have classified these as a certain type of explosive, and the private citizens will not be able to purchase these after this year, unless
really?
You have a special...
Licensed private citizens will not be able to purchase them?
Only if you have a special storage facility for them. And you have to buy fireworks in advance, obviously.
Right.
They won't let you... And if they don't approve your facility to store them, you won't be able to get them.
Like,
my point
like how special are we talking about here? Like a multi-$1,000...
Well, you're gonna, yeah, it's got to be concrete and steel facility, wood-lined, you know, and with a locking system for the facility that they approve.
And how is it the UN gets to impose
my beef. It's that the UN makes this ruling, which has nothing to do with the U.S., and the U.S. government does nothing, but we've had 30-plus states decide to go ahead and follow the UN's edict.
I see what you're saying. It's not necessarily that the UN issued a diktat against us, but it's just that the states picked up the ball and said, that's a good idea, let's implement it.
Exactly, and it's just another, what is the state governments, like you call them little mafias here, what are they doing, what right do they have to follow a UN ruling? I mean,
it's probably something simple, Tim, like one of the state representatives' brothers has one of those storage house building companies, and he wanted to get a little bit of extra business for his brother or something.
Well, it's sad because, as like I said, my family's been doing this for years, and it spawned off to where my brothers formed a little side business that where we actually now have our 4th of July party the week before.
You gotta remember, Tim, it's Independence Day.
I know, and then we work on Independence Day, shooting small towns.
I understand. Tim, great call, man. And we're going to touch on the Independence Day thing.
Trying to take away the Independence Day from Independence Day.
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
July,
yeah, they are trying to do that. Tim, great call, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231.
Well, we aren't independent anymore, really.
31. You are correct, so I guess they're being honest. More on the way. Hour number 2 coming up. Gene's hanging on patiently. Your calls as well. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.